as I could and just tried to get down. Felt a guy right behind me, so I was trying to get down forward. And in that situation, I just got to make sure I hold on to the ball.
Why forward instead of the slide?
Just at that point, I knew when I had crossed the line of scrimmage, there was a guy right behind me. And I was just trying to keep it going, get a couple extra yards. But in that situation, you know, you break it and you start sliding, you're down. So great learning experience for me.
Offensively, do you think this team's playing at the level it should?
Not yet. We have a lot of improvement to do. And we all know that. But that's what excites us. It was a great team win today. Once again, special teams and defense played great. We had spurts where we were moving the ball and doing great things and making plays, and we just have to do a better job with the turnovers. I need to do a better job with the ball, and we just need to be better with that. And we'll fix that. We'll keep working. But at the end of the day, it's a great win. It's hard to win the NFL, and it was a great team win against a Rams team that was fighting out there, fighting each and every down and playing some good football.
What did you see from LeSean? It seemed like, you know, he was struggling, you know, he broke a couple here and there and stuff, but overall, what did you see?
He's continued to grind. We got some seams. The guys up front did a great job, and LeSean and Darren were able to hit him and really get the run game going, which helps our offense out a lot.
Can you talk a little bit about the sequence? Looked like you maybe had Jordan open, maybe on the throw, but then you went back in that direction and hit Mackle for a touchdown. Talk a little bit about those two plays and what happened.
Oh, those two?
Yeah.
I just got to let that thing rip. You know, Jordan ran a great route. I didn't fall through well on it, just sort of placed it out there. He beat the guy so bad, I pulled the string back on it, and then the next play I was going to drill it, and I was going to make sure we got that ball in there. And Mack ran a great route. We got a good play action, got the guys to suck up, and it was good to get that touchdown at that time. And after defensively, we had played great.
Chip was saying you guys have to learn how to finish better. It's something you did at times well last year. Why the struggle?
Hey, the NFL is a tough league. To win in this league is a blessing, and we do have to learn how to finish better. We're not there yet. As a team, we're not there yet. But we're going to continue to grind because I know the guys in that locker room. We want to strive to get better each and every day, and that's why it's a good thing. Offensively, we'll continue to improve. We'll look at the film. We'll improve on things. And that's our goal, is every single week is get better. We don't want to stay the same. We want to get better and better. And, you know, I think the big thing is guys are playing as hard as they can. They're playing for each other. And that's all you can ever ask in any situation.
Nick, you talked about stepping up into that one throw to Matthew last week. You talked a little bit about mechanics. How do you feel like your mechanics? Do you feel like you're kind of, you know, working on all cylinders at this point in that regard?
Oh, there's things I can do better. There's definitely things I can do better, and that's what I work on. I always got to let the ball rip. That one, you know, that throw upset me, but I had to move forward. And the next play, Coach gave me an opportunity to sling one right down the seam, so I was excited about that. But, yeah, there's a ton of stuff to improve on, and that's why, you know, we continue to work.
Finally able to connect with Riley Cooper. Can you talk about that and touch on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time coming, right? We finally got something going. Just Riley one-on-one, I just want to let him make a play. He's a big guy. He's a physical guy. And I know if that ball's in there, he's going to go get it. And he showed you he did. Janoris, who's a great player, had a good position on it. But I trust Riley, and he went up there and got the ball.
Two more, guys. What's your comfort in the pocket behind the line with all the changes you've had to feel in this game?
I felt very comfortable stepping up. I thought they did a really great job of keeping me clean, and I don't think we had a sack.
Lane Johnson back, how much that helped you guys?
Lane's a tremendous player, and just having a guy like Lane back in the huddle is great for us, just what he brings to the table. Just his athletic ability, he might be a tackle, but he can go out there and do anything. He can run, he's a great blocker, and we have depth. I think that's the big thing, is the guys that were playing in his place were doing a great job, and now that Lane's back, it just gives us more depth at the O-line, which is an exciting thing for me.